bold nanny, proud Sam Shaw.
Brave Bogle, hopeful Gordon.
Visionary Gavi, strong manly.
Dependable Bustamante.
Jamaica's national heroes built this nation, but what were they like when they were children and young adults? Excite your imagination and join the JIS every day during Heritage Week for fictional stories of our national heroes as children.
Daddy, I gone down by the corner for a little.
Okay, son. Be home in good time and come home with more marbles.
Ha! I will, Daddy.
It was a typically busy afternoon in the town of St. Anne's Bay, and even more so as the harvest season was nearly over and people finally had some money in their pockets. Two ships were at the docks as raw sugar was loaded in their holds while the crew enjoyed a few days in the town. Marcus Garvey watched as a loaderman hauled fresh fruits and vegetables from a mule cart parked at the corner with Market Street and took them into a hotel. Marcus paused to allow a drover with a small herd of goats to cross before him, rams were known to balk, and decided that he would stop and buy an Otaheite apple at the cart. A motor vehicle honked incessantly, urging the goats to hurry along. The driver couldn't wait, but instead made a wide arc to negotiate the corner. He could not see the cart in the bend, and he could not brake in time. A fender clipped a mule. It reared and kicked the motor vehicle driver in his side, causing him to completely lose control of the vehicle and crash into the wall of a doctor's office. There were ample hands to lift the driver inside for help. The mule looked all right until the driver urged the team forward, and it refused to put one of its back legs down and pull its share of the weight, limping along on three legs.
Jeez, if I was walking just a little bit faster, I would have been in that crash. If the driver had stopped at the junction, he would have seen that the cartman was there. But nobody stops to look. How sad. They put down the mule.
When Marcus got home, he got a clean sheet of writing paper, his pen and an inkwell, and in his best handwriting, he wrote.
The editor, sir. The industrious people of St. Anne's Bay are suffering from the benefits of mechanical advancement. Motor vehicles can be seen now, every single day, on our narrow streets, which can barely serve the needs of man and beast. And all too often, it is the reason behind awful carnage when we intended only faster and more comfortable transportation. Only yesterday, the hard labor of an honest farmer was wasted when a motor vehicle critically injured a trusty mule. That farmer may now have to incur debt to replace the mule and perhaps deprive his children of schooling or his land of expansion for more production. Had my steps been only a few paces faster, I would have been on that spot of disaster. Chance cannot satisfy hope in this country. We cannot rely on luck. We need to put our God-given intellect to create laws that regulate how motorized vehicles must travel on the roads. These laws should address speed and urge caution. With the awesome power of the automobile must come additional responsibility, and those drivers will only respond to binding laws.
Marcus was about to sign his name, but at the last moment he felt shy, and instead signed it, a St. Anne's Bay youth. He carefully blotted the ink, folded the letter, and put it into an addressed envelope. His father would mail it at the post office while he was at school. A week later, the letter was published, and it caused discussion from the market to the wharf about which bright young person from St. Anne's Bay wrote it. Then on Sunday, all the ministers in St. Anne's Bay preached about God's law, the protection for the people. Over the next month, other letters showed up on the pages of national newspapers concerning the issue of traffic. A few were skeptical of laws restricting speed and personal freedoms. Others weighed in and said that it was only a matter of time before regulations came for motor vehicles. Marcus Garvey read them all and only wished that he had signed his full name. But he was also sure that there would be other times and other issues on which he could express his 12-year-old mind.
You have just heard the fiction series Young Heroes, inspired by the National Heroes of Jamaica. Young Heroes is written by Gwyneth Harold Davidson for the 50th anniversary of the Jamaica Information Service. Continue to celebrate the heroes and open new pages at jis.gov.jm/youngheroes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.